AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Sherry Preston. The Republican National Convention kicking off in Milwaukee. The entire event taking on new meaning following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
Thousands of GOP faithful have come here to approve a platform and to nominate Donald Trump as their standard bearer on the November presidential ballot. Against the backdrop of Saturday's incident in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty sobering before, but I think it'll be very sobering now.
Adrienne King of Hawaii is one of more than 2,400 delegates to the Republican National Convention, which will be gaveled to order this evening. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
The suspected gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Michael Crooks from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh, a registered Republican who did not have military experience, shot and killed after firing off several rounds at Trump, grazing him in the ear, wounding two others, and killing a father of two, Corey Comparator. This is ABC News. This has been a very good couple of days if you're a Spanish sports fan. ABC's Inez de la Quintera has details from the foreign desk.
Carlos Alcaraz easily defeating Novak Djokovic on Sunday in the men's final at Wimbledon, the second year in a row he's done so. And then there was the Euro final, Spain winning 2-1 against England. This is Spain's fourth time winning the tournament, the first country to do so. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Ukraine may soon be getting weapons from little workshops spouting up across Ukraine, private labs and secret workshops, all reportedly working on drones and robots that could be used on the battlefield against Russia. One startup says it can crank out an unmanned drone every 4 days. One more day before Amazon's own sales holiday fires up. Its Prime Day shopping event kicks off tomorrow. Some estimates say that Amazon will likely ring up more than $13 billion in sales over the next 2 days. That would be up 6% from last year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID cases are rising in central Wisconsin, but doctors say they're not alarmed. Melissa Kay explains.
Dr. Stephen Phillipson is an MD with Aspirus.
The good news about that is community transmission may be higher, but it's not impacting hospitalization, which means COVID is reverting to more of a disease like influenza, which can be deadly for some people, but not as deadly as it was when the pandemic first started.
Phillipson said that it's good to be aware and use protective measures when necessary. I'm Melissa Kay.
The Republican National Convention kicks off on Monday in Milwaukee. The four-day convention is expected to attract more than 50,000 visitors to Wisconsin's largest city. Republican Party leaders expect Donald Trump will make an appearance to accept the presidential nomination. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week, over the air, and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers avoided being swept at home by the Nationals with a 9-3 win yesterday. Shortstop Willy Adames did his part. Four hits, four RBI, including a two-run home run shot in the eighth, heading into the All-Star break.
We're always going to compete. We're not going to give up. And, you know, that's what we've been doing the whole year, and we're not going to stop now. You know, we're going to the second half now with the right mindset. So now we have to, you know, keep doing what we've been doing and, you know, just try to be better.
The MLB draft continues today. So far, the Brewers have selected four players, including outfielder Braylon Payne of Texas. NBA, summer games in Vegas. The Bucks losing to the Cavaliers 112-81. Assistant Pete Dominguez is coaching the team and talked about what they need to work on.
Mainly the controllable stuff like our effort in transition, right? Our ball movement, playing with the pass. I think that got away from us early, and we just weren't able to ever kind of get back to playing the basketball that we had in camp.
That's Bucks coach Pete Dominguez with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe, with hail and wind being the main severe threats. There could be some locally heavy rain too. Otherwise, partly cloudy, hot and humid, 88 today, 68 tonight, sunny, cooler, 82 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Pete Schwabba.
Monday night, we will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC, and be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m., where we welcome the master of radio magic, Gizmo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right.
I could use some coffee right now.
Now speaking, this is the first day that I've had coffee in like a week and a half. I'm zooming this morning.
Are you floating on the ceiling?
I am, yeah.
Why did you take a break from coffee?
I didn't really drink a lot of fluids when I was here last week because I was wearing a mask the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And the week before was a short week.
Yeah.
Okay. 92.7 WMDX. Hey, it's the John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. That's verlo.com.
Hey,
yes, I'd like some more coffee.
There he is now.
Finally. Over here, buddy. Come here. Come here,
buddy. Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee?
Can he hear us? Okay. He's gone.
Coffee.
Coffee.
It's good for you. First thing in the morning.
That's my guy right there.
Didn't you get some coffee for your birthday? Anybody give you you bought yourself this thermos cup.
Yeah.
This enormous thing.
Yeah.
Odd looking.
Well, we try not to, get gifts at this point. Again, it's lightening the load.
Really?
It's not adding to it.
You don't give gifts
just
to each other?
Not even consumable stuff like coffee?
No, we have dinners and family get-togethers or watch a movie. Yeah.
You guys got to start drinking coffee here again, because Terry Bell's over at the RNC this week, and he usually drinks a lot of coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's gone, so.
So you had to make the coffee?
Well, usually I make the coffee, but he drinks like half the pot.
He's the one. Huh? Yeah. Okay.
So he's the addict.
Okay.
I get that.
All
now.
Right.
And it's funny, Trump is the big news is that he rewrote his speech
because
of what happened over the weekend.
Mm.
So imagining Trump actually sitting down at a table, pencil in hand, writing a speech.
It could happen. We'll find out. We're going to talk with Todd Alba. I was over there. We're going to talk to him in a few minutes.
I wonder if he writes in like all capital letters like a kindergartner or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Terry Alba, or Terry Bell's over there. Todd Alba's over there. We've got a whole crew over at Milwaukee, and they'll be checking in from time to time.
Yep. Todd will be...
give us the latest.
Filling us in very, very soon. But why don't we get to the case of drop boxes?
Okay.
All right. Stand-up comedian Eric Hovde, who is running for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, he's getting funnier and funnier. His routine is focusing now on drop boxes.
Well, why would he do that? Because it's all been settled now. Drop boxes are back in.
Oh, it's settled.
It's legal.
Yes, it's legal now.
It's legal to do drop boxes.
But you just can't have a drop box sitting there alone by itself.
Well,
you literally have to monitor that Dropbox 24 hours a day, according to Eric Hovde.
Why would that be?
Well, it's just part of his comedy routine. You got to laugh a little bit from that.
Okay. Right? I don't know. What, 24 hours a day they need to be monitored?
Yes, 24 hours. No, you got to have people.
Put a camera.
There. Well,
put
maybe,
a camera,
you know, maybe this is a job creator.
Mm.
He says you have to watch for people just jumping, jamming, faking ballots in Madison, one of the state's most Democratic cities. By the way, this is only in Madison. So
wait a minute, what?
Yes.
What do you mean it's
24
only
hour
in
surveillance of the drop boxes will only be taking place in Madison because, as you know, we are jumping and jamming fake ballots.
According to Eric Hovde.
Yeah.
Only in Madison.
Yes,
we need
only here.
Huh.
Yeah. I feel like they usually already have cameras on them because usually they're in front of places like fire departments, post office, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he thinks that somebody's going to like tunnel underneath of it and like try and pull out all of the Republican ballots and stuff it with something else.
He's not really tech savvy in any way, shape, or form. I think he goes back to the 60s for that.
Okay.
He said, who's watching to see how many illegal ballots are being stuffed? Because there's always a whole bunch of them. He says, look, we're probably going to have make sure that there's somebody standing by a drop box everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
All the drop boxes.
Can't even complete a sentence in that. Look, we're probably going to have make sure that there's somebody standing by a drop box everywhere.
Well, okay.
This is just an amazing thing. This is from the Washington Post. So Eric Hovde, again, making news with his stand-up routine. We have a comedy shop just below our station. Well, we should do
comedy.
We should have
him
down there, you know, campaigning.
He should. Yeah. He should see if he can line up a gig there. Now, haven't
That's
the courts in other places found drop boxes monitoring those, some kind of intimidation? Isn't that the way this goes?
Yeah, they have tried that, but they've also found that it's a form of voter intimidation, privacy invasion, suppression.
To monitor the drop boxes.
Yes.
Okay.
And once you propose something like this, that alone is intimidation. When you say, oh, well, it's got to be monitored, right?
Yeah.
Will people be afraid to go up to that drop box and drop off their ballot? I mean, it is again. You're focusing on one way of voting, and you're saying monitoring is going to be a very important thing. And it's always in a democratic city, a liberal city, a progressive city.
Mm-hmm.
And the odd part about that is, we've never asked for drop box monitoring in a conservative area like Waukesha. Now, I would say Waukesha would be the one city that I would have those drop boxes monitored day and night.
Really?
I will man those monitors myself.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I'm gonna keep an eye out.
Are you crazy?
Waukesha, that's where the stuffing, the ballot box is taking place.
You think so?
Right? I mean, well, I could make that accusation and make it seem like it.
Okay. You think so?
See,
okay.
See, the mind-bending thing for me was when they did this vote count, or they examined the voting across the state, and that was Michael Gableman, you know, trying to see if there was, you know, any kind of corruption, any kind of ballot stuffing, and the thing is, they only went to the Milwaukee, they only went to liberal areas.
Okay,
and I don't know, wasn't there somebody that could have said in law enforcement, like the AG, saying, well, you just can't focus on liberal areas. It seems like you're intimidating just those voters.
Exactly.
When you should be spreading it around and checking every area.
Mm-hmm. We've got somebody on the John and Gordy hotline. Mark has got
fair.
A comment on drop boxes.
All right, Mark.
Should we check it out?
Yeah, let's find out what Mark has to say.
Hey, Mark, good morning.
Yeah, well, good morning. Yeah, obvious that he's... A half-wit or a quarter-wit, probably.
I know.
Because each one of those ballots is put in the box is going to be taken out by an election by a poll worker. Looked at the outside of the envelope, make sure the outer envelope is actually in conformity with the proper signatures and address all that. These guys are just going off on the old Republican adage of that Paul Weyrich made back in the 1970s, that they don't want everybody to vote. And it's not everybody that votes. It means every legal citizen should have the right to vote. They should be encouraged, unless you can say that you want every single eligible voter to vote, mm-hmm. and the Constitution, how we elect our electors is followed, and that you condemn what happened on January 6th, you got no business running. Mm-hmm. If you can't condemn what happened on January 6th and the fake electors thing without qualification, you don't belong in politics at all.
Well, I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, what the thing with... the ballot stuffing, we know it doesn't exist. It's not a problem anywhere. We've used ballot box, mm-hmm. drop boxes for years and years and years, and it hadn't been a problem. All of a sudden, now it is, and Hovde's on it.
Yeah.
You know, he's out there.
He's all over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mark, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Brothers.
All right.
You can call us, 608-879-8255. So I understand that the mayor of Madison had some comments about drop boxes.
Yeah,
is that right?
She's angry about this.
Satya Rhodes Conway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said that Hovde really doesn't know how elections work in Wisconsin. He's voted absentee multiple times from his home away from home in Sherwood Hills.
Hmm.
Eric Hovde is spreading lies about Madison and is insulting voters here.
Wow.
Maybe that's how you run for Senate in California, but Wisconsinites don't like being insulted.
That's what the mayor of Madison has to say.
Not just this issue even, but all of the way that Eric Hovde talks about all of these quote-unquote platform issues that he has.
Right.
I feel like he, doesn't even care about it. It's just like they handed him a script, and he's performing it really badly.
That's it.
Yeah, here's the next topic.
The script.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, but here is my cliche.
It's like that one commercial we played a month or two ago of him and his investment partners in a bar talking about politics, and it's so badly acted.
It's so badly acted, and the cliches. There's three cliches they bandied about.
Now, is this a picture? I see this picture on here.
Yeah.
Is that a billboard or something? What is that, a bumper sticker?
I don't know what that is, but yes.
It says, we must watch the boxes. And
it's the Wisconsin Drop Box Brigade.
Sounds like a band name.
I don't know if this is official or not. It's a Racine-based, conspiracy-ridden, anti-speaker, Robin Voss group focused on monitoring ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin, a group dedicated to fighting for voter integrity and preventing drop box fraud. Springs into life immediately after this whole drop box decision was made. You know, the thing with drop boxes is that they're safe, secure.
Yeah. How long have we been using them? We've been using them for years, right?
I mean, that's
not like it just popped up last year. It's been around for a while.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. So the drop box brigade is going to be out there in force, okay?
Look for them.
My God. You know, the thing is, in the House, in Congress, they voted for making it more difficult to vote by making sure that you're a U.S. citizen.
Ah, right.
They apparently, again, don't know how this is done, because when you get your driver's license or other ID, you have to present all this stuff.
Yeah.
So you're just doing it again,
mm-hmm.
making it more difficult.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Okay. 718.
I don't.
Highs today in the mid-80s. It's going to be humid. Maybe some storms later. We're going to check in with Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. Also, Todd Albaugh coming up on The John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Verlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. It's John and Gordy Family Show. It's a very special edition.
I love
it's
this
It's the
music.
Ring Down the Rhetoric edition of the Family Show.
This is the, isn't this the Beavis and Butthead theme?
It is.
Okay. Why are you playing this for us, Sam? What are you trying to tell us? Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay. You know, the weather, we had all this rain over the weekend. I mean, did you wake up, was it yesterday morning with, about 5 o'clock, we were just getting deluged.
Yeah, it was awful.
Heavy, heavy rain, and it seems like we've had enough rain lately, but we've got more in the forecast later today. Isn't that right, Brittany? Later today and
yes.
Some okay. thunderstorms? Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. Give us the lowdown.
Yes.
What do we
expect? Well, it's good and bad. It's good and bad. Everybody wants the humidity to go away, and it is going to go away after this cold front passes through. So this afternoon, definitely looking at chances of some showers and storms firing up, but it becomes more prominent and lines out as we go through the evening. So we could see some severe wind gusts, of course, some power outages, some large hail through this system, and of course another 1 to 2 inches of rain possible if it does sit over us, but it does look like it has some momentum to push away. Either way though, some heavy downpours are expected, but behind it,
yeah,
no rain in the forecast. Tons of sunshine and comfortable temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s for a week?
I've really? Been lied to before. I'm not.
You have.
I'm not, you're not believing this. You're doubting her word.
Come on. Well, you never know. You know, these showers seem to spring up out of nowhere.
Okay.
By the way, I want to let you know that my wife left the sunroof open over the weekend.
No.
Yes.
No. Car got drenched.
No, really.
Yeah.
And there's no way to open the doors and let it dry out because of the humidity.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I can't even imagine that. That's why I've got a Jeep, got the plugs.
Hey, are you going back to school to, you know, get your, the solar report all set and ready to go?
How did you know I was signed up for that?
I know. The thing is, in areas where they have a lot of solar activity, I mean, where they have solar panels and the wind farms and all this other stuff, they actually talk about the weather, the sunshine, and they use kilowatt hours.
The TV meteorologists are getting into this.
They're talking about that. They're adding it to their weather forecast now.
It's amazing.
So it's kind of an interesting thing.
But we have something completely different that's even better than that. Don't we, Sam? Hit the button. Interplanetary weather. Time for interplanetary weather. Let's pick a planet. Sam, pick a planet.
Pluto.
What is the weather going to be like on Pluto today? Brittany Merlot, here you go. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. What's the
temperature? I don't know.
High temperature?
Frigid.
That's it. Weather in a word.
Cold and dry.
Cold and dry. Okay, thank you.
Isn't it it's just an orbiting meteor, right?
Yeah, it's not a real planet anymore.
It's not really a planet?
Not since 2006. Okay. I was in kindergarten. I was really disappointed when they took it off the list.
I know.
All right.
And it's a character in Disney, so you gotta,
Well, Brittany, thank you for that report and interplanetary weather and the solar report and everything else. And we'll look for sunshine for most of the day and then storms this afternoon, right?
All right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist. Thank you for that report.
It's nice of her to take the time to talk to us this morning.
I think she finds us very annoying, but that's okay.
That's right. Let's move on to Todd Alba, who's in Milwaukee this morning and all week, actually, and we'll be covering the RNC convention down there. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day down here in Milwaukee. The sun is out. And speaking of interplanetary weather, lots of mediums around. You know, things are a bit crazy, but no, it's going well.
Yeah. So what you have an idea of what they have planned for the convention today? When does it all start? Does it start sometime late in the afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, I think early afternoon from last I saw, there's been some discrepancies about exactly how things are going to kick off. But part of the reason I'm here this morning and not Terry Bell, our news director, is he is at a briefing right now by the Wisconsin Republican Party. Chair Brian Schemming is kind of going through briefing media on any changes that might take place as a result of the shooting over the weekend against former President Trump. So far, from what we've been told, there's no major changes in the perimeter right now. Things are going to be pretty much going as normal, as planned. One interesting point, I think, that for your listeners is there's been some talk about, well, are there going to be different restrictions in terms of open carry or guns and that sort of thing in Milwaukee? And Mayor Cavalier Johnson in Milwaukee has said he would like that. Perhaps ironically, the Republican legislature under Governor Scott Walker passed and former Governor Walker signed into law a bill that usurped local control and said you cannot put any further gun restrictions that go beyond state law.
I did not know that. Wow.
Well, now, but I
that
also
could have some real repercussions, right? I mean, they have open carry.
We hope not. I mean, certainly we hope not. And I think that's the big concern here is safety. I know there's a lot of people apprehensive, a lot of people have, whether it's, you know, family of journalists or reporters and news people, or whether it's people attending. I think the key thing is, you know, I've been to state conventions, I've been to some other national events, never a national convention. I've been down here, got in 12:30 in the morning on Friday, was here all day Friday, broadcast set up, was here all day on Saturday as well. I don't know you'd find a safer place right now than Milwaukee with all the security, all the barriers, I mean, it's like Fort Knox around here. So I think anybody being inside the perimeter, you're as safe as you would be any other place. I think the concern is where protesters are going to be. Are they going to meet other folks where there could be some disagreements, to put it mildly. So I think that's the concern, and everybody just hopes for a safe event this week.
Sure.
Now, I understand, Todd, each night has a different theme. Have you heard this, that the Republicans have a different theme for tonight and all the way through? It wraps up on Thursday, right?
I'm looking to guilfoyle hair extension night because my hair is gone. So I'm looking forward to that.
Good one. I like that. Yeah.
Well, the best is yet to come.
Before we run out of time here, I really have to find out about, you know, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair that you attended. And I mentioned in an email to you, I hope you prepared for this, but the taco brats that you were given, you were given two of them. And did you really like them?
I really did. I mean, I would have, if I would have liked them, you would have seen my face kind of go, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But no, what made it for me was they fried the soft taco first, so it was crispy on the outside, and the sauce was outstanding. No, they were, and they had cheese curds. All of them had cheese curds in them.
Did that add a different flavor? Did the cheese curds add a different texture? Or
yes,
yeah,
because you had the crunchy on the outside, and then kind of a little bit of crunch and softness on the inside. It was beautiful.
No, they had one. It had adobe sauce. Is that the sauce they had on it? Do you remember the sauce in
it? I think it was Adobe Stereo, so I could hear in both headphones.
Okay.
I'm not sure. It was really good.
It was really good. And then the other one was a chicken with ranch dressing on it and the curds, I believe. So,
yep,
boy, when I heard that,
I would probably...
Go ahead.
No, I would probably like the chicken one a little bit better, but the brat one was...
Yeah.
I was like, really? But no, it was really good.
And somebody suggested maybe Culver's pick up on it.
take it. Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Well, have fun down there at the RNC convention in Milwaukee. And keep us updated on it.
We'll be here to report you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
It's
great talking to you.
And, of course, we'll have coverage throughout the convention this week. And let's see, coming up, we're going to be finding out about Laborers International endorsing Joe Biden.
Yeah.
It's coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Some areas of Wisconsin have had so much rain that even crops that might like the water are saying enough. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Take, for example, our Wisconsin cranberry crop. Now, at first blush, you say, well, that crop probably likes water. And it does. But Allison Johnjack, University Extension Cranberry Outreach Specialist, says this year they needed technology to try to monitor and control all that water.
We're able to make sure that we keep that good 6-inch root depth dry. And we do that by having our crop elevated a little bit above the water level, so we can raise that water level if we need to, if it's dry or when we need to flood for the harvest or for the winter or for bug protection. But we can otherwise lower that water down and keep our water in our reservoir so that we keep the soil profile at that correct level of enough moisture for the plant, but not so much moisture that the roots suffocate. We're in okay shape in terms of soil moisture just because of our ability to manage that water level.
Allison Johnjack, she's our University Extension Cranberry Outreach Specialist. She says that the water also had an impact on pollinators. She said Wisconsin cranberries are definitely dependent on pollinator activity. With all the rain, that was slowed down this year.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels at Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And a fourth grader from Janesville and a fifth grader from Fenimore have been selected state winners in the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom Essay Contest. They were asked to write a 500-word essay with the theme, Wisconsin Agriculture is Fruitful. Eleanor Jones Sato is the fourth grader that won from Roosevelt Elementary School in Janesville, and Bree Stalsberg is the fifth grade winner from Fenimore Elementary School in Grant County. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. More available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe, with hail and wind being the main severe threats. There could be some locally heavy rain, too. Otherwise, partly cloudy, hot and humid, 88 today, 68 tonight, sunny, cooler, 82 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, joining us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, along with Trigby Olson. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
hoping. Don't,
what?
What? I'm hoping that
we have converted a whole bunch of soda drinkers into coffee drinkers from listening to this program.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Why would you say that? They're sending us emoji, or what are these? Animated GIF GIFs, or whatever you call them?
Emoji.
Is it GIF or GIF?
We're not getting into this again, Gordy.
Huh?
I don't want to get into this again.
Okay. It's a GIF, and it's a wonderful GIF.
Okay. I will hold Pretty my elaborate. Tongue, John.
You guys can fight it out after the show.
You know, young kids want to see it. GIF, that's fine. Go ahead.
Anyway, we're getting these animated things, whatever you want to call them. GIFs, GIFs.
I think that the coffee one is much better than the eggplant ones, at least.
Don't go there. Please don't go there.
I do like that.
Temperatures 71 degrees, highs in the mid-80s today. Look out for showers and storms later. It is 7:36. And it's time for me to tell you that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Now everybody's oversleeping, you know, missing part of our program.
Wow. I was going to say, I didn't tell you guys. I wonder if Verlo makes a waterproof mattress, because that would have been really helpful for me. John, your wife left the sunroof of your car open.
Yeah,
all weekend.
I was out of town this weekend, and I don't have AC, so I usually leave all my windows open.
Oh, no.
I had no idea it was going to rain. Usually that's not an issue, but it must have been really windy or something.
Yes.
My bed is in like a corner, and there's like a window at the foot of the bed and right behind my head. And it blew through one of the windows, and a solid quarter of my bed when I got home last night was just soaked.
Oh,
it was
no.
covered in water.
Oh, wow. God. Yeah. Were you able to sleep on it?
I was. I just sleep on the floor. I've got like a full-size bed, so I can kind
of move over.
Move over to the one side.
Kind of a 21st century water bed.
That's it. Do they still make water beds?
I don't know.
I don't think
so. Weird.
Never hear about them anymore.
When I first came to town in 1980,
you had a water bed, right?
No. We had a sponsor who sold water beds.
Oh yeah.
And we had a contest, and you know, drew names, and these girls, these high school girls won. And I had to be on a waterbed with high school girls, and it was, it was uncomfortable. So things you do in radio, you know? But it was a contest. It was a prize giveaway.
The trouble with waterbeds is they broke open. They weren't very secure, and so there were, you know, there were a lot of problems with apartments that were upstairs and stuff, and people would, you know, young students or college age kids,
slow leaks that no one noticed, right?
Yeah, going and then they would leak down to the apartment below, and it was all kinds of. So they would put that in the lease: no waterbeds allowed. You know, eventually that's because they were really they didn't get the technology right for a long time. You know. It was a new thing.
Most of the beds that I ever tried were always very sloshy.
They weren't comfortable. No. I mean, it really wasn't a good...
I mean, you sit on it and you're suddenly surrounded by other, you know, the plastic of the waterbed kind of envelops you, you know.
Well, then they started making waterbeds with, I don't know what you would call them, baffles inside of them to control
Which
the
was
water.
Better.
It was better, but it's still, they faded out. I don't think they make them anymore.
And then they heated the water.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Put electricity,
electricity
underneath
the water.
To heat the water, because they were always cold.
They kept trying to improve on the water bed.
It just didn't
It's just awful. Yeah. Well, now, of course, they've gone to air.
Mm.
Air baffles.
Air baffles. We'll have to look at we'll have to check the history books.
We have to get the latest tech in waterbeds. We should get a waterbed expert.
In the history book for tomorrow. Look in the history book and see who made the first waterbed.
Sure.
I'd love to know that.
You could talk to somebody from Verlo.
I bet it came from, you know what? Maybe we could.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know everything about mattresses. I bet they know.
Yeah.
We'll check that out.
A lot of trial and error, you know?
Okay.
But you know, the platform beds are so heavy too.
Platform
that,
beds
that held the water beds.
Oh God, yeah, it really just
particle board just massive,
so heavy.
Wow, right? It's time to lighten up. You know, get a nice adjustable frame. You know, mechanical bed.
We'll have to get into the history of the waterbed sometime in the future, tomorrow.
How did we get on this
thing? I don't know. Maybe they didn't have a very good union. You know, they didn't construct them correctly. Yeah. So they went out of business.
What a segue, Gordy. What
Thanks.
A segue.
I'm doing everything I can to try to figure this out.
Been.
How to get from here to there.
Should have the unions.
I want to go to A to B, from point A to point B here.
And you did. You slipped right into our next story.
What?
The Laborers International Union of North America just released a little promotion, you know, plugging, you know, union jobs and...
Okay.
And they are promoting themselves in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. You might have picked up on it. Let's play a little bit of it here. Cut 67 if you can, and we'll check that out.
Okay.
All right.
We're up in West Branch, Michigan. We have a lot of hunters out in the woods. Many of these people are laborers who support Joe Biden. People have an opportunity to work and put food on the table, and that's through President Biden's infrastructure dollars.
He's bringing manufacturing back to the Midwest. All of a sudden, we're getting chip factories, battery factories, and that's because of the Democrats and President Joe Biden.
Roads, bridges, everything's getting rebuilt. The out-of-work list is completely empty, and it's been empty for a good year and a half now. Everything's just booming.
That's it.
Okay.
And that's the Laborers International Union of North America. The wonderful thing, of course, last of the research that I've been able to pick up on was anybody that had a union job made $10,000 more than a person without a union job.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a big benefit.
It
and,
is.
And they back Biden.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
By the way,
we got some information about waterbeds. We, you know, our listeners are all over
this. They know
this
stuff.
They do. We got a message from Doug in Baraboo who said that Charlie, is it Hall or Hale?
Hall.
Hall. Charlie
invented
Hall.
The waterbed in 1968, San Francisco.
See, I told you, it was a hippie thing. Yep. It was. That and the lava lamp.
Well,
who
here.
Invented the lava lamp? Okay, never mind.
Do we want to read the last text,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not? I mean, you know, this is something that, that Gordy is probably very familiar with.
Historical.
The first
do we have
water
that sound effect? Do we have? Oh, that's on your
no,
little control panel, isn't it?
The first water beds were filled with bong water.
God, yeah, he's making that up now.
That'd been nasty.
That's crazy.
Yikes.
No, you used to have to get a water, you know, a hose.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to get it from
outside.
Outside or from your
or
sink somehow. And
yeah.
It took forever to fill those up. I mean,
well, it's like filling a pool in your bedroom.
It's crazy. Okay, enough on the water.
At least you know the floor is sturdy
secure.
Enough to hold on.
Well, that was a problem
that
too.
Was
it's
too,
a,
yeah.
It's a lot of weight. You know,
it was.
Yeah.
It was. Hoping that you'd never notice with all the Biden noise out there, you know, about being too old and the Democrats kind of shooting themselves in the foot constantly, and Bill Maher saying, "Oh, step down," and you know, all the punditry. They know who should run for president. It should be anybody but Joe Biden. You know, it's just ridiculous stuff. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Trump tore into several House Republicans on Truth Social on Friday, attacking six House Republicans. Get this. You're going to love this. This is an amazing thing. This doesn't get much press, but it should. The House Republicans, for their role in the failure of an anti-Department of Justice amendment that would have made it illegal for federal and state funding to be used in the criminal prosecution of a former president.
Okay, wait, what? Run that by me again, because I got to diagram this out.
The House failed to pass an anti-Department of Justice amendment that would have made it illegal for the federal and state government to fund any kind of criminal prosecution of a former president.
So it's good that they didn't pass it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Huh.
It's good.
Yes.
What?
But
who would have even suggested something this outrageous, right? I mean, people would be, you know, jumping mad, angry. What?
Yeah.
Giving a pass
to
former presidents. I wonder who that is specifically targeting. I just
not
don't
sure.
know.
I don't get it.
Nice to see Trump is trying to protect Joe Biden from corruption charges. Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I mean, it affects him, too.
Well, sure. It does.
Okay. All right. Hey, I got some medical information here.
Thank goodness.
And that requires a medical introduction, of course.
Okay.
Oh, help me, please, doctor. I'm damaged. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm burning?
Science.
Science all right, is cool.
Let's not talk about universal health care for all in America. Okay, let's leave that to the side.
Okay.
Let's talk about the myth of working hard to get ahead. Well, how does that
Why
relate?
Why is that a myth? What do you mean,
this is
myth?
A very interesting stuff.
Okay.
Starting with the American Rescue Plan, states, counties, and cities are canceling an estimated $7 billion in medical debt for up to nearly 3 million Americans. That is great, great news for a lot of people who had a medical emergency and are now in debt, maybe even lost their house.
Mm.
But, and this is wonderful stuff, Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy said, one-time cancellation of medical debt is a Band-Aid approach to a one-time problem that's going to come back. So why don't we listen to Cut 62? This is Bill Cassidy. Scratch your head. Listen very closely to this because this is nutsy stuff.
Okay.
Okay, let's check this out.
I'm a physician. I worked in a hospital for the uninsured for 20 or 30 years. I've been at the bedside where I've had to tell someone they've got a terrible disease. The last thing you want them to be concerned about is medical debt. That is a burden which they need not have.
That's right.
So we've got to address medical debt.
Mm-hmm.
But in medicine, we have a saying,
yeah,
don't just do something, think.
Oh, that's
we
smart.
Have to think about what is causing this. As you think about it, the medical debt is a symptom of a larger problem, the high cost of health care. Yep. What is driving that? If we address that, then we will kind of, along the way, address the issue of medical debt.
All right. Let's not talk about universal health care for all in America, right?
Just the cost is high.
Yeah, it's high. And if we had universal health care, we wouldn't even be talking about this. Let's continue.
Mm-hmm.
Substantially. Right now, Americans pay more for health insurance than ever before.
Yeah, that's
so
bad too.
This kind of coverage is oftentimes unaffordable, and this is what can lead to medical debt.
Yeah.
Yep. We have to examine where patients are taking on this debt.
Mm-hmm.
Data shows that hospitals are responsible for more than half of medical debt. Well, that's important. Congress has long provided additional resources and support to hospitals to help cover the cost of a patient who may otherwise be unable to pay. If we just put in one more program, which is poorly implemented, we're going to be back in this hearing 5 years from now. We've got to see how the ones we've already done are actually working. Don't just do something, think. I'll also point out that it's been proposed that we just cancel all medical debt.
Yes.
My colleagues on the other side of the aisle suggested that. But to be clear, a one-time cancellation of medical debt is not a solution. It also shifts the debt upon taxpayers and upon those who, we think it's free. It's not free. Don't just do something, think. Well, may hear today about Medicare for All. It's been mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll also say that a healthcare system in which you think it's free,
mm-hmm,
because the taxpayer is footing the bill. You've never seen how expensive something can be until you perceive that it is free.
Oh, yes, yes. You know who gets it for free?
Who's that?
Elected officials. Wonder how expensive it is for them.
Yeah.
And again, let's not get universal health care so no one has any debt in this country at all. Let's not go to the root cause. I guess he was suggesting that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, they just don't get it.
All right. Coming back with tidbits, odds and ends. Oh, yeah, we got the leftovers.
We do.
Yeah, it's coming up on the John and Gordy Show, WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com. Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees.
The goal is not to scare you.
It's to inform you.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Terrific, if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
And I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Bubble try the leftovers.
It's where all the flavors come together.
It's like a bouillabaisse. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Show for a Monday. And we're celebrating John Peterson's birthday one day late. Yeah, it sounded like just a festive occasion at your house.
It was. It was really fantastic.
The neighbors come over? Stories. They come over and wish you a happy birthday? Neighbors? No. Really?
No.
Why not?
Well, you know.
Don't they stop over once in a while?
We're very close. We're close only when our dog runs into their yard. That's the only time we talk.
Well, I'm surprised
they didn't. We're all friends. It's just that we're we're not sitting there talking over the fence to each other.
I thought they'd drop off a card at least, you know. And
yeah.
I'll sign it, you know, maybe a cupcake or something. Happy birthday, John.
What are you getting at?
I'm not getting at anything. You're just getting older.
That's right. No one wants to know the old cranky guy next door.
Just leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Don't poke the bear.
He's mad enough with that damn dog of his out there.
Angry all the time. Just don't talk to him.
Oh, man. Okay. One more thing, you know, about this health care thing.
Yeah, the medical care.
Yeah, medical care, debt cancellation. You know, it sounds like a really great idea. It's a one-time thing because it's a Band-Aid, you know. But there's a root cause for all of this, and that's the fact that we don't have a national health care system in this country.
Right.
And as Bernie Sanders says, we are the only major country on earth where an emergency visit to a hospital can cause patients to lose their homes and their life savings. And that, my friend, gets back to the part where you work hard for a living to get ahead. Well, everything you've worked hard for gets spent on your medical emergency, and you're back at square one. The American dream is out of your...
Yeah, out of your control.
Out of your control. So
that's
the whole point. We get so much control with our lives if we just had universal health care. Mm. I swear to God, if somebody were to get this thing passed, that would be the permanent party in this country. People would just be so freed up, you know, and not worried. You know, there may be a little rush out there for people going to the physician or going to the hospitals because of the new benefit, but that would disappear. And people would do what they always do. I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't need to go to the doctor. I hate the doctor. I'm not going to go to the doctor.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't want to see a doctor. It's not like people want to go right away because now they have a free doctor.
Yeah. Well, we better, you know, get on it eventually because hospitals are closing. We're losing doctors and nurses. I mean, it's affecting the whole system. You know.
Well, the Republicans in the state are blocking funding to save a lot of those rural hospitals and clinics.
Yeah.
They won't help.
Yeah.
And there's no explanation for it. I guess it's, you know, big government.
if we give people government, then they'll just take advantage of it. Yes, well, they pay for it with taxes. What do you think that's for?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Oh, no, that's for tax cuts. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right. I want to get to something from Elizabeth Warren. You know, it's left over here.
What's she up to lately?
Yeah, she looked at something really interesting. She's into the money side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to take a look at two families, their tax bills, after Project 2025.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of interesting. Here's what Project 2025 would mean for two families and their tax bills.
Okay.
A family of four making $100,000 a year would pay $2,600 more a year.
If Project 2025 went into effect.
If it went into effect.
Huh.
A family of four making $5 million a year would pay $325,000 less.
What? That seems upside down.
It does seem upside down, doesn't it? It seems like somebody would benefit from the tax cuts in Project 2025 and somebody doesn't benefit.
Yeah.
And I think most of the people in this country under $100,000 a year, a family of four, paying more, $2,600 more a year, that would be a negative. And the people making over $5 million a year and getting $325,000 more in their tax cut, well, I think that would be a problem. You know, if people knew this stuff, they would probably be against
Project 2025.
Or Trump being elected president because this is going to happen.
Tax hikes for the middle class and
tax breaks for the rich.
Yeah, that seems to be the plan.
Yeah.
Right across the board.
So that's kind of an interesting study.
Yes.
And I wish more people would hear about that.
Well, I think more people are, you know, reexamining it, know, as they bring it out.
Yeah.
Project 2025. Well, we were on this a few months ago. I mean, you were all over this. We went all the way through Project 2025.
We did. We went through it a couple of months ago. And then the first time we went through it, and we spent a couple of days on it.
Right.
And then we found more information and more, and then, you know, it just accumulated.
Worse.
You know, this is like 6-7 months ago.
It seems like it.
And now we're in Agenda 47,
right,
which relates to it, and it's narrated. Every point is narrated by Trump himself.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, you can't deny it. And Stephen Miller can distance himself from Project 2025 all he wants, but he and Trump have come up with Agenda 47.
Yeah.
And if you just check that out on the internet, read it yourself or not, you don't have to read it. You listen to Trump if you can stand that voice for any one moment.
Just look at it online.
He explains it all.
Yes, it's all right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Project 2025 is all right there. Yeah. All 900 pages of it, you can find it.
We're going to continue. We're going to continue Agenda 47 again tomorrow, I believe.
Okay.
So we'll be taking a look at that. But we've taken a little break here.
Yeah.
Because of what happened over the weekend.
Well, and we'll find out more about the history of the waterbed. We're going to get into that. We're going to do a deep dive into that. And Doug from Baraboo is going to help us out with that because he seems to know a lot about that. I think maybe he was born and raised in San Francisco. And then we'll talk about the lava lamp, you know, where that came from. And also blacklight posters.
I got to bring my lava lamp in then. You have one too,
right? I do, yeah.
Oh, we got to bring our lava lamp collection together.
Yeah, mine kind of works. It's not great.
I saved it. Yeah. I saved mine, but it seemed to like.
Yeah, I think they fade over time. They don't work as well.
Just kind of weird.
I know the feeling. Okay.
So all right. Yeah.
That's going to wrap it up for the John
and
Gordy Show.
Already. We just scratched the surface.
I know, but we've got a whole rest of the week to go.
All right.
Yep. All right. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more of the John and Gordy Show right here on WMDX. Have a great day. All right?
Yes.
Okay. Where's that coffee?
It's going to be a beautiful day except for the showers.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Verlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough.
cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.